The project, known as the Cake Access Project, started in 2012 with an appropriation of $40 million from the Alaska legislature for constructing a single-lane gravel road between Cake and Petersburg, a distance of about 40 miles. The road would require a shuttle ferry connection at some point to connect Mitkoff and Kuprinoff Islands. The project has been criticized in Petersburg and Kuprinoff as a pipe dream and unnecessary. But the state says they have heard differing opinions about the need and want to revise the project's purpose and needs statement, a part of the environmental review. The Alaska Department of Transportation is working with the Federal Highway Administration to study the project. Andy Hughes is DOT's Regional Planning Director.
What we're trying to assemble is accurate a picture of the needs of the respective needs of the two communities for a road connection between Cake and Petersburg, and their needs at large and how a road might address those needs.
To help answer those questions, the state commissioned a survey by research groups, the McDowell Group and Northern Economics, both based out of Anchorage. 301 people in Petersburg were surveyed and 50 in Cake by landline and cell phones. The survey showed that Juneau was by far the desired destination for both communities. Sitka was another hotspot for Cake residents. It also showed that a proposed road was unlikely to change the way the two communities travel, according to Jonathan King with Northern Economics.
The road is really unlikely to change regional travel patterns.
In the past, the project has looked at two main routes, a northern route and a southern one. But at the meeting, a few new alternatives were presented that would go through the Petersburg Creek-Duncan-Saltchuk Wilderness area. Hughes says the idea came from Kuprinoff residents who wanted no route near their town. If the project went with one of the wilderness routes, the state would have to submit an application to Congress under ANILCA, the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act. Then it was time for public testimony. Petersburg and Kuprinoff residents seemed unimpressed with the new information.
This is kind of a make-it-up-as-you-go-along thing.
Petersburg resident Suzanne West.
Every time we have these meetings, there's a scenario, but it's based on our input and our questions, and then you come back a couple years later, and we aren't really any way more clear on what is the purpose and need. It's like it's being jammed down our throats when we don't have a need for this.
Another of the many skeptics was Joe Sebastian of Kuprinoff.
Where's all the people in favor of the road? How come there's not a bunch of people sitting here? We really want it. We're so glad you brought this to us because we really, from the bottom of our hearts, we've been waiting for this to happen. I just hope I live long enough to see the reality. I don't see nobody saying that. There's a bunch of people questioning the logic of this plan, which just the shuttle ferry itself is such a huge expense. I don't see how people can sit with straight face and tell, oh yeah, it's all part of the package, all part of the package. Huh.
Some residents questioned if a new road and shuttle ferry would be part of the state transitioning to more day ferries and less mainline ferries. They were concerned that it could change the current mainline ferry schedule for Petersburg. Hughes told them they were separate issues.
This is a low-volume, local road. It's not designed for transient traffic. So it's not related to the mainline system. Other than it would provide Cake residents more frequent access to the mainline system in Petersburg.
David Beebe of Kuprinoff then asked if they could get a promise that the road in the future wouldn't be upgraded to a highway. The question garnered some laughs in the audience, including from Hughes, but he said the answer was no. He said most single roads eventually get upgraded. Several residents questioned the project in light of state budget cuts happening right now because of a revenue shortfall. They wondered about the $40 million from the state. Hughes said the money was not secure.
I would not say it's insulated or safe.
It could be moved and used in some other way.
The legislature could remove the funds, yes.
Beebe, who said he was representing the city of Kuprinoff, questioned when is the point that the state says enough? How many people have to be against the project before the state stops pushing for it?
I mean, is there a tipping point of public opinion here? To what extent is it going to take public responses that say this doesn't make sense on paper? You know, that it appears that this process is nothing more than fixing facts around a predetermined outcome.
Hughes says their next step is to revise the purpose and needs statement with input they gathered from the public at the meeting and from another meeting held in CAKE March 11th. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.